Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm feeling pretty good right now because I feel like this is the first Sunday that we have ever done as a trio where I am not the one that's hungover.
Well,
and it's a 2-1 right now.
Well, let's be clear.
I got two guys playing hurt.
Well, let's be clear. I'm fine now.
You know, that's not how you made it seem.
No, I said it was a long night.
Show started.
I said it was a long night. I said it was a long night, not a long morning. But the morning started, you know, kind of like, huh, what? It's a weird feeling in my head. You know, let me go ahead and take a couple aspirin. Took those aspirin. Good as gold right now, man.
No, good for you.
It's lit. You know what I mean? That's we good.
Red beer.
A lot of beer for me. I think I'm a couple hours behind you, but I'll be there.
I'm not going to lie. It cracked me up because Jordan gets in and he's like, oh, God, I'm not doing so hot this morning. I'm a little hungover. And I was expecting him to say, like, yeah, we had a great night out last night on the city. We went to a couple different bars. Have you ever been to this bar? It was great. We got some cocktails. He hits me with, yeah, we were at Langer's last night. He went hard at Langer's.
Very good. I like it.
Suburbia style. Baby.
I like it. Kick the dotties. You know what I mean?
I just laughed immediately. Because listen, I've been to Langer's. They got cocktails. They got a good beer selection. You can have a time at Langer's.
It's been a while.
Cold beer.
I was just very much caught off guard by Jordan Schultz saying that's where he went too hard at.
I like it. I like it, and it probably wasn't super, super expensive.
$2 bowling and $2 shoes.
Yeah, let's go.
No way,
let's
man.
Go. That's not a bad way to spend the night. I went a little too hard on the tequila last night.
That'll happen.
And honestly, I got home and looked at the bottle that my wife and I were drinking. I was like, holy hell, we drank that much of that? Like, it's pretty much gone. That whole fifth is pretty much gone. So I wasn't super, super surprised that I wasn't feeling great towards the end of the night.
Some Reposado?
I'm a Blanco guy.
Okay.
Yeah. No smoky for you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, mind you, I don't mind it. If you have tequila and it's Reposado, I'm not going to say, ew. Ew,
I think I said last week that I had a tequila cocktail that
it's a very simple. I can't remember what the name was.
But. Yeah, it had that tamarind paste in it, and ooh. Oh my God, dude, it was just give me a hydro flask of that thing out on the golf course all day long, please.
You should, before you go to the classic, you should make one. Put one in your hydro flask.
Yeah, probably not. You know, seeing that I'll have a couple clients out there, and it's still kind of a work event.
Sneak away to the restroom like an alcoholic, and take a pull out of your.
Joe, I'm super thirsty. Can I have a drink of your water out of your water bottle, please?
No, you can't have it.
No,
it's mine.
This water sucks. You don't want it.
It's my jelly beans.
Trust me. I'm
gonna say sneak to the restroom. That's more like a cocaine addict. You just put it in your drink like a true stud.
Well, yeah, you could just do that. Pour it into your coffee.
Exactly.
Are you a coffee drinker?
Soda or whatever.
No, I do not drink coffee.
I'm a coffee drinker.
Well, I mean, obviously you have
but I also like just straight coffee. Like, there's nothing better than like a cup of diner coffee, just like good old hot cup with just a tiny bit of cream in it. Mm, yes, please.
Well, happy Father's Day to just Rashad, Jordan. Hopefully, I can say the same for you in maybe like a year.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It's coming. Yeah. Thank you, bro. Happy Father's Day to you as well.
Yeah, likewise. I don't know what you guys are doing today. I know what I did last night though. It wasn't go drinking at Langer's.
Drinking
it,
at Dottie's?
No. It was not drinking Dottie's, at Dottie's, no. Well, one, I went to my girlfriend's friend's house after I got done with golfing.
Shocker.
And it was
there
like
was a whole spread probably, right?
No. I was calling her.
That's a lie.
Well, there wasn't when I showed up. I called her and I was like, hey, you know, are you guys over at blah, blah, blah's house? Like, I'm going to be on my way. No answer, no pickup. They went wine tasting earlier in the day. And so when I'm not getting an answer on the phone or a text back, I'm like, oh, this they could be an absolute mess right now. I show up to the house. Her and her friends are all passed out on the couch, basically, or just waking up from a nap. At 6 o'clock, I'm like, damn.
That's what happens after a wine tasting. Seriously.
Two of the kids were passed out, too, and I'm like, what did I just walk into?
You've been wine tasting, I assume.
Yeah, a couple times. I mean, they...
Did you go early afternoon or early, you know, kind of midday?
I believe so, but they go... Their wine tasting is much different than what I've done. It's usually just me and the girl. We'll try a couple and maybe have, like, a bottle. It's like, oh, no, they're going in.
Listen, that wine crash is different.
It really is.
Like, especially if you go wine tasting like early afternoon, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, man, expect that crash by 5 or 6 and for you to be totally passed out.
Well, they were just, you know, lounging around and they ended up getting going. We ordered some pizzas. One of them threw together a charcuterie board that was just absolutely gorgeous. The little salami roses.
Oh, they
she
made
was
the,
folding them.
Made
and,
the
yeah,
roses?
Some burrata and some peaches and basil and crackers and all this, but... they were all being extremely lazy, so had the Stanley Cup Finals on, and once that finished up, then I flipped over to ESPN News, one of my favorite channels as a child growing up.
I mean...
All did was play highlights. That's all it did, 24/7. Now they just put on the extended programming from other ESPN stuff, but what was on last night? It was the Ocho, baby. ESPN 8, the Ocho.
Were you watching the one where the guys slap each other with their belts or
no.
the hand? Or
lawnmower racing or something like that?
What?
Yeah.
The slapping each other with the belts?
Yeah, you haven't seen them? Like,
bend over,
guys,
boy!
There are two guys, they're kind of, you know, attached, and then they just proceed to wail on each other with a belt. And
hot.
I guess whoever...
Ooh, I'm slightly around.
Whoever stops
the other
loses?
One the worst?
Yeah, like, I don't know how that God. Game ends, really.
There is a competition where girls slap each other's asses. Like legit, I'm not trying to just be pervy. Like, legitimately, they line it up and
that's
wham.
Terrible. What channel is this on? Yeah. So I can make sure not to watch
seriously.
It.
Seriously,
it's probably streamed.
Come on, man.
That's disgusting.
It's awful.
What's the website URL so I can make sure
those are somebody's daughters
to not, like, you know, end up on that one day by
I'll
accident.
Have to send it to you.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
Research purposes.
Day and time.
If you could, I'm just appalled that there's such a website that. I have never seen
what
before.
What do we look like?
You my know, God.
What channel?
No, first when I popped it on, it was, and the best part about this is I had to explain to my girlfriend and all her friends, like, yes, these are actual things that people do. So the first one that showed up was the 2019 Golden Tee Championship. You know, Golden Tee, the bar game.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched that all day.
All of us are like, yeah, of course. This is, but they were just like, wait, what
what's
is
a Golden
this?
Tee?
They're like, what's Golden Tee? And then my girlfriend had to explain to them that me and my buddies, Golden Tee runs deep. Like, we base off where we're going to go meet for beers and drinks off of where is a Golden Tee in town. Like, my buddy has a map. They have a spreadsheet to keep track of scores on the different courses and stuff.
Wow.
We don't mess around with Golden Tee.
No, clearly you don't.
No. So I had to inform them what Golden Tee was. And then the next thing that popped up was the 2022 Corgi races at Emerald Downs, just north up in Washington.
Okay.
Which they loved. They were all
I'm
for
sure.
It. They were all for that. They were much more excited about the Corgi races than the Golden Tee Championship. That's for sure.
I wonder what that ticket is to get into the Corgi races.
It's
like,
probably free.
It kind of just seemed
probably,
like
I can imagine
had,
if it's not free, like, what are we doing?
It just seemed like if you had a Corgi and you lived in the general area of the racetrack,
you're in the race.
You're
we'll
good.
Pay you $50 to bring your Corgi down here.
Yeah.
Send it down the track.
It was up in Emerald Downs, though, just in Washington there. So, like, the majority of the Corgis were representing different areas of Washington, yes.
Yeah.
There were some local Corgis in that. There was one Corgi named Russell Wilson.
Of course there was.
Not just Russell. Russell Wilson.
Were there any Mariner Corgis? There can't be Seahawk Corgis and no, like, Ichiro.
Not if they wanted to win.
Yeah, I didn't
Shut
see.
Up.
Sorry.
It's too easy.
cheese.
It's low-hanging fruit. I'm sorry.
Is. My God.
It's really low-hanging fruit.
I opened that door.
I did not see any Mariner-themed corgi names out there.
Well, I'm not surprised. Rashad's right, so.
There were some good ones, though. But yeah, they were all about the corgi races. And then I would believe the next thing that showed up was bench pressing. Just dudes bench pressing, like, over 1,000 pounds.
That I can get behind.
Yeah. And I was asking them, I was like, that doesn't get you guys hot and heavy? Like, seeing these just barrel-chested, beer-gut guys that can bench with, like, arms that are literally, like, 2 feet long, little T-Rex arms. And then they're benching 1,100 pounds. I was like, that doesn't do it for you guys, huh? You don't want something like that? And apparently that is not the type
That's
of man.
It's not a turn on?
Yeah, no. They like scrawny, skinny white men like myself.
There you go.
Yeah, little golfers. There you go.
And then the next thing that showed up was air hockey. And again, they're like, wait, air hockey? Like, people actually play this and they're serious about it? I'm like, oh, yeah. It's like, there's a whole strategy. I was like, you got to hold the mallet on the rim. You don't hold the knob, right? Mm-hmm. You don't put your hand on top of it. You put your fingers inside and the little lip there, so yeah. That way you can get some snap on it and really get some.
You know, really good
strategy.
You know, who's really good at air hockey? My son is phenomenal.
Hey, there's championships
and,
if he wants.
And honestly, he beats me every single time we play. Like, we were in Vegas and coming back from there, and you know, we stopped at a little arcade in Old Town, and he beat my ass like 3 times. And I was like, all right, man. And you know, when you lose your son at anything, you got to play it off. Like, something's wrong with this controller. Or, you know, or, man, something's wrong with the shoulder. When I go to, like, I was making little excuses because I'm not ready for him to be able to beat me at anything. Giving me the work.
Yeah, I did that all the time with my son, like, in 2K, when he would have just one game where he's going off. I'm like, well, yeah, that's because you just gave it to blah, blah, blah the whole time and let him shoot 3 times.
So what happens
time.
When you shoot with Steph the whole game? Yeah, like, well, yeah.
What do you think was going to happen?
Crazy excuses. Dude, let's go play now. I love how 2K is the only 2K is the only game
how about real basketball,
that things
huh?
turn real quick. You know, like, so you go from, bro, you can't beat me in real life. Like, let's go outside.
You think you're tough?
Let's play horse. Like, you don't do that when we're playing Street Fighter or if we're playing Call of Duty. I'm a way better shot than you. Let's go outside and shoot each other right now. Like, none of that happens. 2K is the only game that people play that things can get real, real quick.
Yeah, there's a couple video games where I have now basically just given up on knowing that I can beat my son. It used to be Rocket League.
No, you're done.
Oh, dude,
it's a wrap.
He is so good.
He's got followers.
This little turd, yeah, I was going to say, he posts clips on YouTube. He's got over like 2,000 followers on YouTube because of these little YouTube shorts.
How many
shorts.
Do you have?
Like two.
See, yeah.
There you go, man.
Yeah, they get popular real quick. You know, I was looking at my son. He was like going through his I think his Snapchat or whatever. And I was like, oh, man, how many friends do you have on Snapchat? He was like
6,452.
Yeah, he looked at his thing and was like, 300. I was like, you know, how do you, where do you know 300
like, I know you. You ain't got 300
friends. Yeah, you
don't friends.
Have 300 friends, right? I went to his graduation. Shout out to my guy who graduated 8th grade on Wednesday. And to my younger sister who graduated high school. Yeah, it was a cool moment.
Going to Oregon, right?
Going to Oregon. Go Ducks. Go Ducks, man. So she's super excited. She and my stepdaughter will both be at U of O. And my good friend who lives in Arizona but from Portland, his daughter is also going to U of O this year. So lots of Ducks, man. Lots of Ducks coming.
Let's
go. So yeah,
but the pond keeps filling up, baby.
But I'm at his graduation. I'm always teasing him about not having any friends, and look around. I was like, oh man, you got a bunch of friends. Like, who knew?
Yeah,
my son's kind of popular. It's like, oh, okay. All of a sudden,
I thought you were a loser.
Oh, man, I was supposed to say, you were such a nerd, man. Like, you got friends. All of a sudden, I had this weight lifted off my shoulders. Like, oh, he's fine.
Thank God,
he's fine. Okay, all good, man.
Yeah, well, he can be even cooler if he wants to join the air hockey circuit.
I think I might have to talk to him about it. That's one thing he would totally be down with.
It was so funny because they had, like, the play-by-play commentator, and he's like, and I had to look this guy's name up. He's like, and next to me, 10-time world champion Tim the Young Wolf Weissman joining us here. And 13. Tim was like, well, it's been a few years since anybody called me the Wolf, but I appreciate it. I was like, are you kidding me right now? Like, nicknames and former champions on the call and, like, what? Again,
yeah.
Just as he's like, oh, it's been a while since any called him Wolf. I was like, I didn't even know you existed, Tim.
I love
a
it.
Little elite.
My God.
Imagine, weird. Seriously, but if you're that good at something,
I would tell everybody.
Yeah, seriously.
I would tell as many people as possible.
If you were the world champion at, like, Asteroids or Pac-Man or something like that. Everybody knows every time I meet someone.
I would definitely try and shoehorn every conversation and steer the conversation to me being a world-class, I don't know.
Got
to
drop it real casual, though.
Cornholer.
Yeah.
You know, air hockey, golden tee. It's like, yeah, you know, life, it can just be tough sometimes. You know, I remember I was playing at the World Championship Golden Tee competition last year.
You played in the World Championship?
I ended up winning, and, you know, that was my third title. But, you know, it was really tough. I had to overcome adversity.
Wow. Well,
wait, did you say golden? Oh, yeah. I'm a World Champion Golden Tee competitor. I run the circuit. I travel all over the place.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Part of my life.
Yeah. I was hearing some good strategy, though, from those Golden Tee guys. I was watching, like, how they interact with the ball and how they get the spin on it and everything like that. I was just like, okay, all right, writing stuff down.
I'm going to try it.
I'm like, okay.
How much is a Golden Tee actual machine?
You can get like the
probably
really
$5,000 around.
Well,
there.
They have like an arcade, like a really small arcade version. Like that's it's maybe $1,000, but if you want the full blown.
Oh, it's half that actually.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, once I said $1,000, I'm like, actually, I think it's around like $6,000-$7,000.
Costco, Walmart, they have.
Yeah. That's this. You're talking about the smaller one.
The tiny one
that you can buy for your man cave.
But the thing is that it only has the like retro versions of it, and the graphics aren't as good. And if you want the full blown, like I want what they have at the bar, it's like $7,000.
Yep. $6,500.
$6,500.
Which I've told my friend Tanner many a times, I'm like, dude, I think you should probably just invest in one. And then throw it in his house.
You guys all go in on one.
Yeah, maybe not me, but
yeah,
Tanner's doing he's doing just fine for himself, and he's the one that's really good at it. Like he can have it in his house and practice all the time, and then we show up and get some rounds in. It's great.
Set up a monthly plan. You can get one as low as $304 a month.
See, how about that? I'm down with it. You got that, Joe?
I'll relay the financials to him.
You got that, man? Not a problem.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You for sure got it.
Sorry, Joey. Not playing travel soccer this year.
Travel soccer is
Daddy's
got to
buy a golden tee.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yeah, not so much.
And Joey's good. He'll get to play for free if you tell him, man, you know what? We just don't have it this
Joey,
year. They will make sure that he plays.
We're giving up soccer. You're a golden tee player
Listen,
now.
Listen, my stepson is incredibly good at basketball. And he's constantly being asked to play for these teams. And then they call us. I'm like, hey, well, the fee is $150. And I'm like, cool, pay it. If you want him to play for you so you can win, then you're going to cover it. That's all good. We don't mind him playing. We don't mind him going, but you're going to pay for it.
I don't blame you. All right. Let's get to some actual sports. Not the Ocho sports. I will say watching the Ocho last night was very much like, hey, just so you know, this is what the summer's going to be looking like.
Hey.
You got baseball and the Ocho, essentially.
I might buy a one-up machine, just a Mortal Kombat or something like that here in a little bit, just to have something in the house to play. So it might come. NBA Jam, Blitz, one of those games.
Yes, but it is summertime where sports are starting to wane down. We are in the thick of the NBA Finals, which we're going to get to here in the next segment. But we also got some NBA trade stuff to get to. There was a trade this morning.
Yeah,
there was some there was some trade news with one of the star players in the league. There was some other news earlier in the week. Also want to get to some NBA draft stuff because I will be out next Sunday. So by the time I am back on this show, there will be possibly a new young budding trailblazer star on this roster.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, one of those words may not be exactly true, but time will tell. But we'll get to that in the first hour. We also got some college baseball to get to. I want to talk a little bit U.S. Open because it is the final round today. I have a question about the U.S. Open and the golfers out there. I will pose to you gentlemen. Maybe to get to some Stanley Cup finals talk because Rashad is hockey Rashad. I just found this out the other day.
Oh, you didn't know?
I was tuned in, man.
Yeah.
I was plugged in, and I heard you talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I know a thing or two.
Yeah. The old knuckle puck you.
Yeah, man.
So we're going to get to all that next, but first, NBA Finals. It's a dead heat, 2-2. Get to that next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We talk about this all the time, but
they're trash.
It's just...
honestly,
like, no one cares about Father's Day, and I wish someone did. Like, I think my wife hears me say that all the time, and so she tries to do extra for me because I always say, like, nobody gives a damn about Father's Day. Like, as far as the holidays, there's a joke by a guy named Ali Sadiq, and he talks about how terrible Father's Day is and goes through all the holidays that are considered more important.
Arbor Day,
Flag Day. Boxing Day,
Arbor Day,
you know, stuff like that. Like,
they're
ghosts and goblins on Halloween usually come before dads. So try to make this one a good one for dad.
I still, to that point, I haven't gotten my dad a gift. Can you guys, like, seriously, this is not a bit. Can y'all or you two help me out with this? I don't know what to do. Like, I usually get my dad something sporty, as I was saying, on primetime on Friday. But, like, I didn't follow through yet. I don't know what to do.
I usually just get my dad a round of golf. Like, hey, let me take you golf. I'll pay for it. You know,
he doesn't golf. He just had his hip replaced. So even if he did golf, it still might not be the best time to do it. He doesn't smoke cigars either.
Did he drink?
Yeah, but he's already
take him to Langer's.
Take him to Langer's, right?
He's already got all the trashed at Langer's up at up in his I don't know, in his cabinet. I'm not sure what to get him. He's already. He most dads are men of means that can just get themselves anything.
Like I said, for the bathroom,
leather braided belt, my man.
Leather braided belt,
can't go wrong. With a nice trust buckle. Me. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's high quality leather, pops.
Love you, Dad.
Love you, Dad.
I made you this wallet.
Damn it. What's going on? What am I? U.S. Open on the TV. Rory McIlroy might end up throwing a club at a spectator here soon. Who knows?
You mean like Wyndham Clark did to the lockers at Oakmont?
My God, yeah.
You see that?
Holy yes, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
Wyndham Clark went AWOL. This is the second time in how many months that he's done this?
Yeah, well, he's a hothead. He's a hothead, that Ooh. Wyndham. We'll get to U.S. Open stuff later in the show, but want to get to some NBA Finals talk. I was watching Game 4 on Friday night with a couple buddies after our, wouldn't you believe it, round of golf. And we were watching this in King City, actually, because we were close there. We showed up to a tap house, and King City, I don't know if you know, it's an olds community. So we were definitely the youngest people in there. It was a lot of olds, a lot of blue hairs, but they're enjoying themselves. They're getting all hot and heavy about the Beavers baseball game that was going on. We'll get to that in the second hour. But the NBA Finals was on, and I'm watching that game, man. And for a while, I'm just like, God, I'm like, what is Oklahoma City? What are Oklahoma City? What are they doing? And then sure enough, slowly but surely, they end up just chipping away at the lead, and then they end up winning that damn thing and covering, by the way.
Which is insane.
but, dude, it definitely seemed like Indiana was in control of that game for large parts of it. And then the fourth quarter, SGA, showing why he's the MVP, but they just started chipping away. And the Pacers, I mean, quite frankly, they did something that I feel like we haven't seen them do these playoffs yet. They kind of blew a game. They kind of blew it. They had them on the ropes. I want to say they had a 10-point lead at either towards the end of the third or the top of the fourth, and they gacked it away, and Oklahoma City ties the series at 2-2. Huge missed opportunity for Indiana.
Oh, man. That game should have been Indiana's, and they did what – seriously, and they tricked it. That's what they did. They had a 13-point lead in the third quarter. They let the Thunder come back and kind of chip away at that. Then it was down to like 5 or 6 going into the fourth. And then from there, SGA, in the last 5 minutes of that game, he scored 15 points in the last 5 minutes, which is in a finals, not record, but it's the first time it's happened in the finals for like 50 years. So not in our lifetime have we ever seen somebody get that many points in that short span of time in the finals. But Shea did it. Got away with some stuff, I'll be real. Like, there's the one shot where he pushes off and then travels.
Back on the baseline there a little bit.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, you clearly traveled and they didn't call it. Okay,
well, he was
cool.
Foul baiting his ass off.
Oh, for sure. You know, and that's part of his game. You know, he is definitely the free throw merchant, foul baiter, whatever you want to call him. He is 100%.
He's a masturbator. That. Let's just be real.
Yeah, he really is. He really is. A good one, you know, and he does it.
Twice a day sometimes.
Man, I've seen him do it 5-6 times. You know, he really gets to it. And I think people are starting to really, it's starting to turn people off of the player that he is. However, it doesn't matter because he won. And the rest of the team really came to play. Not the rest of the team, but the guys that needed to play for OKC, especially down the stretch. Jalen Williams was really good. Chet was really good down the stretch. In my opinion, Alex Caruso has been their second best player since the conference finals. It might not always show up in the scoring part of the box score. However, what he does defensively and then what he can give you on the offensive end, like when he does start making shots, like Alex Caruso, if there's anybody that's going to be the reason why this OKC team really gets over the hump, it's going to be because of Alex Caruso and Benedict Mathurin.
Yeah, and Benedict Mathurin, I mean, like considering how his playoffs were looking earlier this
He saved the game for him in game three.
Yeah, game three, he balled out. Finished with like 26 or something like that. It was just very – I think we've just seen Indiana just be this wagon throughout the playoffs that isn't fazed by anything, and they just keep going and running. So to see them – and it wasn't a huge lead in the fourth quarter, but usually they've been able to just keep teams at arm's length the entire game. And even when it does kind of get down to maybe 4, 5, 6 points – They push you back, and then it's like, oh, now it's back up to 10, 11, 12, and now we only have a minute and a half left. Okay, this one's over. And so it was bizarre to see, but granted, that's...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
They are playing the best team in the NBA. And I don't know what was said in the huddle, but they had to dig deep down to get that win, because you go down 3-1 in the NBA Finals. We've seen it. It's only ever happened once, and where a team has come back from that, and they had possibly the best player of all time in that team that came back from 3-1, being LeBron James and the Cavaliers. So just absolutely huge win for OKC. I kind of compared it to what happened with the Stanley Cup Finals on, I believe it was Thursday night, where the Oilers ended up winning. And I just told my son, I was like, if Florida goes up 3-1, that series is over. Like, Florida's not going to lose three straight games.
No.
In same case where it's like, if Indiana goes up 3-1, they're not going to lose three straight games. The series is over.
Yeah,
so,
it's the death nail before the death nail.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, maybe there are some teams that are more susceptible. Like, yeah, well, 3-1. I mean, I wouldn't guarantee it. Is Doc Rivers coaching the team by chance? is Tom Thibodeau coaching the team by chance?
But not at all.
Well, they wouldn't have this team this deep if Tom Thibodeau were coaching it. So.
It's unfortunate because the Pacers still aren't out, and the Pacers still haven't played great. Like, they still haven't had one game to where they're like, man, they are doing everything right. Yes, they were playing well through the first three quarters of game four, but there were still a bunch of turnovers there. There was still a bunch of guys missing shots. Like, so they didn't really play well. They just played better than the rest of OKC played up until that point. Here's the one thing that should be noted about this Indiana squad. They haven't lost back-to-back games yet in the playoffs.
That's true.
They haven't lost back-to-back games yet.
They haven't been down in a playoff series
yet
either.
No, they haven't. Yeah. So I think they can come back. And I saw some some metric that they were, since the end of the season, they're like 11-0 following a loss. So after they lose, they typically come back, fix things, and win. This series reminds me a lot of the, and I keep going back to the Dallas and Miami series, because at a point it looked like Dallas was down and out. Remember, mind you, Dallas had to win three straight games to win the championship. But at a point, it was looking pretty bleak, you know, for Dallas. And that's how it looks at times for this OKC squad. They look undermanned against this, you know, really, really good team. And so, I don't know, man. I'm really confident in what their coaching staff is able to do. Obviously, Tyrese Haliburton is a coach on the floor. What he needs to do is be more aggressive, though. He has to work on scoring the ball and not worry about – but not be so much of a facilitator at first. I think he really needs to establish himself as a scorer.
Because it opens up the facilitating. At that point, you got dudes focusing on him and what he can do scoring-wise, that it's going to leave guys open. And yeah, he's so good at playmaking and finding those options that, yeah, I agree with you. It's like when his offensive game scoring-wise opens up and starts – you know, he starts being aggressive there and starts – getting points, then
that's when those passes and those jump passes all of a sudden that he makes, those guys become more open, and then those shots can, you know, there's a better opportunity for those to go in. So I just think he needs to be more aggressive. I still don't think that they've played great, and until they play great, they're just hanging around for now.
Well, looking over at game five, Oklahoma City right now, 9.5-point favorite for game five.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, instinctually, I would be like, take Indy to cover that, but 9.5 points, that's pretty wild. And
back in OKC, too.
It is back in OKC, yeah, so they're getting that home court love. And then as far as NBA Finals futures, who is the favorite? Oklahoma City, still the favorite, -450. I mean, that's pretty hefty right
there. They probably should be the favorite. This team is going to be around for a long time. You know, with OKC, I mean, barring some, and I'm knocking on wood because there's wood under this faux marble, but barring some type of injury to somebody or free agency, this team is probably going to be an issue in the NBA for quite a while.
Yes, yes. Talking about maybe teams that are looking to become an issue and make some moves in the offseason, we actually did have a trade this morning, which the NBA trade market, I tweeted this earlier, it's a bizarre, where nothing makes sense at all, it seems like. And he can just barter and, just nothing makes sense in it. We also have two superstars where their future might be coming into a little bit more clear in the clear picture in the crystal ball. We get to that next here on Sports Sunday. But first, Jordan Schultz with the Sports Center update.
Man, I don't know. I can't do Kanye anymore.
I know. And that's a Kanye beat. And it just kills me because, you know. I feel like I draw the line. Like, I don't want to hear his voice, but he's got his fingerprints all over the rap game production-wise over the last 10 years.
I only listen to old Kanye. I only listen to first two albums.
I can't
Kanye.
Even do it. I got my Spotify on shuffle and Can't Tell Me Nothing comes on, one of my favorite songs of his. I skip it. I can't do it, man.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
That's when he started to me, when he started to get weird, when he started to call himself Disney and Picasso and all that stuff. I'm like, all right, bro, you're going in a direction I'm not liking, Kanye. And then sure enough, here we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll say this before we get going. Anybody that does, if you do like Kanye still, and you're one of those people that like, well, he is talking a lot. I don't want to talk to you.
I'm a big
proponent of that, but there does become a point. Like, there's sort of a line. Like, if you go and, you know, there's, I feel like a certain actions and things that you do in life where I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm out.
I don't think I can separate the person and the artist much longer.
It's like, do you realize if you go stream an R. Kelly song, he still gets that money?
Real talk.
R. Kelly songs.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Don't even listen to him.
That is still one of the funniest songs.
That's a great record.
It is.
Was there anybody else there?
What do you mean your friend saw me at the club? Real talk.
Yeah, that's a great record, man.
Also, would you like to go to Africa?
Oh, yeah.
Or America. Would you like to go to America? I think that was a show in Africa.
Ethiopia or something like that.
Do you have your shots?
Girl, would you like to go back with Rob to America?
Yeah.
To America.
Hey, man. Do you? I mean, if I can change your life, bring you back to the
do
States.
You
like,
have can, your we get that as a, can we get that as a bumper, please?
Yeah,
a bump back?
We could play that. We could play Funny R. Kelly. Yeah.
His face, dude, on that. Oh, my God.
Oh, he was so serious. This was a rehearsed part of his show.
He married a 15-year-old. What a weird dude, man.
Yeah, okay, never mind on the pump back.
Yeah.
Way to ruin that, Rashad.
Sorry.
Thanks a lot, dude.
My bad.
I think Robert might have ruined it, actually. In fact, actually, can I get some Losing My Religion, REM, as a bump back coming back? We were singing that in the commercial break.
Yeah. So, Jordan, my neighbor is a member of REM, right?
What?
Yeah, right? And so I'm not going to say his name, but my wife came in and told me, was like, yo, you know, also
me. She was at the guitarist for REM. It was
insane. Yeah, it was insane. but she goes to the neighbor's house and she was over there for a little bit and was like, oh, show me their studio. I was like, they have a studio? I was like, yeah, I guess her husband plays every instrument and then tells me that he was a guitarist for REM.
He's
like, no
shredding
way.
Some gut busting solos down in the basement, huh?
Yeah, man, we're going to go jam.
That's cool, man. There is a long list of musicians from Oregon. Dean Castronovo, drummer. Like
for
a lot of, yeah.
The drummer for Weezer, Pat. I don't remember his last name, but his first name's Pat. He lived next to my aunt and uncle in Tigard for a few years when I was really young. And he had a Moon Man MTV award in their bathroom.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
And he used the flag as the paper, the toilet paper holder.
The drummer for Train, my guy Drew Scholes, who's actually a good friend of mine. He's going to be in town a little bit to play a reunion concert with our buddy Chris.
Drops a jupiter in their
head. So, but Train is a member of the Grammy-winning group Train.
Man, that had a grip on the public
with
when that
Soul
song
Sister,
came out.
Which one?
The Drops Jupiter, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Belting that song in the Aerostar van.
Yeah. They had a chokehold with a lot of their records, you know. So, but yeah, Oregon has a lot of talented musicians.
All right. Well, there goes a wasted segment. So, coming back, we're either going to hear Come to America by R. Kelly or Losing My Religion by R.E.M.
We will not hear Coming to America.
I don't know.
By
I think we
R.
should.
R. Kelly.
I'm
making that
REM
production decision right now.
Do you have your shots? Do you have your passport?
Oh, yeah. If you have not heard that, just do yourself a favor. Go YouTube R. Kelly Coming to America.
And Real Talk by R. Kelly.
I think we've all heard that one.
Don't Google either of those songs. You can let them be.
I don't think R. Kelly gets credit for that second one, so it's all good.
All right. When we come back, talk at some NBA trade stuff, some movement, a big trade today. What the hell is Orlando thinking? We'll try and find out next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
That's me, that's me.
I'm like, this guy is going through something right now.
Seriously, something just happened. But hey, man, sing your heart out, bro.
Got me on my knee.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Belt it to the heavens, man.
I love that nobody stopped him. They just let him do it.
No. Yeah, the camera just kind of like pans over to him and then zooms in. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, you know what? Let him keep going.
Let him go. You're going to tell him no? You're going to tell him stop?
Yeah. It's like, actually,
anybody singing like that, you don't want to stop them. It's like somebody sleepwalking. Just let him finish, man.
His dignity is long gone.
Yeah, let him finish.
The dignity of Kevin Durant has been long gone for almost 10 years now. He has named his three teams of where he would like to play next. It is the fine city of San Antonio, the fine city of Houston, and the fine city of Miami. Actually, I don't know if those are fine cities. I have never been to either of them. But
Houston is amazing. Miami is amazinger.
Amazinger.
Yeah.
How about that? New
it's
word.
A word.
New words here on Sports Sunday that
look
we never
up.
Knew
it's
existed. And then San Antonio, we know how Charles Barkley feels about it, but they has the River Walk or whatever.
That's churros.
That tiny river.
Ugly
that goes
ass
through the
women.
Yeah.
Whatever he says.
That river that they call a river, but looks more like a creek just running through the middle of San Antonio. That's not a river.
It's like a canal.
Yeah.
You know?
What is that? Like, if I can walk across it in two steps,
the
that is
river
a
walk.
That is a creek.
It's a river walk.
I'm going to have to look at a picture of this river because it's probably bigger than it actually.
It's not.
No?
Okay. It's not.
Well, those are the three teams that Kevin Durant wants to go to. San Antonio has assets. Houston has assets. It'd actually be kind of funny because Houston has all these picks from Phoenix.
So they get their picks right back?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that was from the Chris Paul trade.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miami, coincidentally, states that don't have income tax is where he wants to go
to. That was the biggest thing for me. That's the first thing I noticed is like, okay, you're trying to get all your little $57 million at the end. Okay, because he's owed, what, $54.7 million. So that's a lot of money that somebody's going to have to shell out. That's a lot of stuff to give up for Kevin Durant. And mind you, I think Kevin Durant works everywhere because of the way he plays, because he doesn't like demand the ball at
he's
all
a bucket
times
getter.
Everything. He's going to get you a bucket. He's going to be worth the money. However, if you're Houston, is it worth Jalen Green or Şengün or some of those draft picks, you know, too? Because you're
it's
gonna
not
probably
worth Şengün to me.
No, you're going to have to give up one of those. I don't think it's worth Jalen Green. As terrible as he was in the playoffs, like, I don't know if it's worth a young 22-year-old right now for a 36, 37-year-old star.
Yeah, if I were the Rockets, I would be like Şengün and Amen Thompson completely off the table. Like, those are two players I'm not giving up. Everybody else, fair game. You can take Jabari Smith. You can take Jalen Green. You can take Dylan Brooks. You can take Fred VanVleet, even though I wouldn't really like to give up VanVleet in a trade because I feel like the veteran experience and his shot creation by himself, that's something that Houston, regardless if they have Kevin Durant, they still need someone to do that. I think the world of Amen Thompson, but he still needs to improve his three-point game and his shot creation. He is so fast, and he can drive it to the paint and get tough buckets down low off the dribble, but he still needs to improve some aspects of that. And then Şengün is just, you know, he's a monster in the post as well. So
yeah, I mean,
they need that perimeter scoring, that give me the ball, put it in my hands, and I can get us a bucket, whether it's at the three, the mid-range, and obviously Durant provides that, but I would want VanVleet on this team as well.
If I'm Houston, I'm not making this deal. I just proved in my first year with a great coach that what your ceiling could potentially be. Like, they were, what, the second seed in the Western Conference?
That's correct.
Why would you blow that up now?
It's interesting you say that, though, because I'm going to find it. Bobby Marks of ESPN, he recently wrote an article where it was like 10 quotes from teams that are going to dictate what happens in the offseason.
Okay.
And there was a very interesting quote from Houston Rockets general manager. I'm going to find it real quick, get this pulled up. Give me like 2 seconds, because it goes against what you're just saying. Like, why do you want to kind of mess with this team to go for Kevin Durant? It was okay, so it wasn't someone on the team. This was Raphael Stone via the Houston Chronicle.
Okay.
And actually, I don't even know who Raphael Stone is. Maybe he is on the team. Maybe he is on the front office. Where's Danny to tell me who this is? Okay. He is the GM at the Houston Rockets. Excuse me. He said, and I quote, "I think continuity for continuity's sake isn't what we're trying to achieve. Continuity is great, but the goal ultimately is to build a championship team. And if we think there's a move or a series of moves that make it more likely we will be there or be that, then we would ignore continuity and we do those moves." So the GM of the Rockets is kind of like, chemistry, having these young guys all play together, that's all fine and dandy if we got a, you know, good locker room. But if there's things that we can do to make this a championship team, like, for whatever, like, screw continuity,
well,
screw chemistry.
You know, Phoenix had a championship worthy team and they blew it up. And now they're searching for pieces because continuity wasn't important. And
yeah,
now you're seeing how unimportant.
They kind of screwed themselves with some of the contracts and deals that they made once the Ishbia bro came in. So, I mean, little different.
Yeah, a little different. But again, you had Phoenix had a team and all that stuff that was good enough to compete for a championship. And they decided to break it up. And now they're not even making the playoffs and they're getting rid of two of their best players because things just haven't worked. If you're Houston right now,
essentially the grass isn't greener.
No,
kind of like,
yeah,
what
that's all I'm saying is, like, yeah, man, you have a team that's really young, probably what, the second or third youngest team, you know, in the league, especially one that gets that close, or finishes that well during the regular season, didn't play well in the playoffs, and that's to be expected for a young team. But again, if that's where you where you go in your first year with Ime. Where can you go in years two and three? Like, we've seen how good of a coach he was with Boston. Like, that's Ime's team. I don't care what anybody says, man. That is that man's team over there. We know what he could probably do with the squad, like Phoenix, give them another couple years. So, I don't know. I feel like it's premature to punt on this Houston experiment for a guy like Kevin Durant, who's only going to be there, you know this, for a year, 2 years, and then probably going to retire soon.
Yeah, and quite honestly, I don't know if the Spurs should make this move either. It's like, you have the number two overall pick. You have a great young core.
Why?
Like, why not add another player that fits the age range of what you have in Wemby and Castle? I mean, De'Aaron Fox is a little bit older, but it's not like he's like 33. I mean, he's what, 26?
Yeah, he's still a young kid.
27, maybe? I don't know off the top of my head if you want to look it up. But, you know, Devin Vassell, who you just gave some money to a couple years ago. And you got some vets on this team, Chris Paul, which actually I don't even know if he's going to be on the team next year. But, oh, my God, Harrison Barnes as well. So I feel like you add another great young piece, like a Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey to this. And, I mean, the Spurs at that point are looking real good.
De'Aaron Fox is 27.
Yeah. I mean, add a 19-year-old to the mix. I mean, De'Aaron Fox at that point, it's like he's one of the veteran voices and leaders as well, along with the guys that I mentioned, and Paul and Barnes. And I personally, like, it would also be a very Miami move to get Kevin Durant.
I think if there were any space that he would work well in, it would be Miami. But does that mean you give up Tyler Hero? Does that mean you give up some draft capital? Like, I think he works well with Bam and Tyler Hero. I think that would be an amazing squad in the East with those three guys. You take one of those guys away, and I don't know how good that team actually is.
Well, and if you're Miami, really any team in the East, and this is will lead us into the other team that's in Florida, is that you got to feel like the East is wide open at this point. So if you're Miami, it's like, dude, if we had Kevin Durant to this, like, we can give ourselves a real shot to getting back to the NBA mm-hmm. Finals. And that's the news of the day, is the Orlando Magic making a trade for Desmond Bane of the Memphis Grizzlies to add to their roster. They give up Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, NBA champion, two-time NBA champion, correct? Was he on the
Denver?
He's at Denver in LA. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Cole Anthony and four first-round picks.
Wow.
And a pick swap.
What's the market? The market is crazy in the NBA now. If guys like Desmond Bane Desmond Bane is really good, but four first-round picks?
It doesn't make sense. The NBA trade market and value and everything, like, it is, like, 1 year you have Rudy Gobert getting traded for five picks. And then the next year you have Karl Anthony Towns going for Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo, and then you have Luka going for just Anthony Davis and Max Christie and one first-round pick, and now you have Bane going for two solid role players and five first-round picks. I'm like, my God.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, the Magic just clearly valuing what Bane can bring to their team and being like, you know, picks be damned. We want this player because what he brings to the table for what we need – three-point shooting, shot creation, defense. This is a player that we need out on the wing, 100%.
Listen, man, I think Desmond Bane is one of the unsung heroes of the NBA. He does everything right. He averages right around, you know, 19, 20 points or something like that. Like, Desmond Bane is a guy.
He's like CJ with better defense.
Absolutely. And it's a stronger, you know, version of that. Like, he's a guy that you can really build something with. And one thing we've been saying about Orlando is they're just like, much like Detroit, man, they're just a piece away. They get one more piece, and this team is going to be a problem. Desmond Bane, and for a long time, I thought it was going to be Anthony Simons. I thought he was going to be that third piece.
I think with this move, this probably puts the kibosh on any sort of Anthony Simons to Orlando talk.
Yeah, no, this is probably the deal that they were not wanting to make.
Do they have any assets left?
No, they don't. Yeah.
What else can you give up at this point?
Well, and to that point, it's kind of an option, I think, on Memphis's side of things, because it's obvious they've kind of turned into some sort of a rebuild, essentially. Like, I don't know if they're even – it's like, what, you look at, like, Ja Morant and maybe one or two other players on your roster. Yeah, it's just like, all right, we're going to build around these two and at the same time get – in my opinion, a deal that you can't really refuse. If you get the call like this and you just fired your head coach and a team just sweetens their offer. You know, you get two or three calls, and each time it just gets a little bit better. It's like, I don't think I can say no, even if it's for one of the best players in the NBA right now, Desmond Bane, man.
Yeah, it was initially seeing that, man, again, it was just very like, they gave him how many first-round picks?
Yeah, and Desmond Bane is cold. Don't get me wrong, but a first-round pick, well, that would have made sense. But four? Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I just want to try and get the full breakdown of everything they're giving up because some of these are like picks owned by other teams. Orlando is sending Memphis the number 16 pick in this year's draft. It's 2026 first-round pick, which includes swap rights with the Suns or Wizards. I'm guessing because of the, obviously, the Chris Paul and the Bradley Beal trades. And it's 2028 and 2030 unprotected first-round selections. The pick swap is top two protected in 2029. So, Orlando's going for it. They're expecting that this is a move that with Paolo and Franz, that they're going to take another step in their progression, getting a veteran that is good on the wing, shooting and defensive-wise, like Desmond Bane. Like, this is...
Listen, man, I can
dig
it.
This is the time.
I can dig it, man. I mean, I think we're looking at a franchise here, you know, in PDX and wishing that they would take a swing like this and get a player. Like, how great would it have been to wake up today and find out that Desmond Bane was traded to the Blazers? Like, okay. Like, all of a sudden, I'm feeling good about some stuff. But, you know, it's happening for other teams. Maybe it'll be our day soon. But congrats to Orlando, like, a team that was already, like, on the verge of being great. And now they get a player like Desmond Bane. They can make some noise.
And then, you know, we'll see how this plays out over the next couple weeks. But I feel like there is a little bit more news with Giannis this week in that Milwaukee, their odds, I checked this morning, the odds that Giannis' next team is Milwaukee, it's like minus 500. Like, I'm starting to, because there was talks this week about how it's like, he might not want to leave. Like, in Milwaukee may not want to trade him. And this, like, all the talks about how they have to and they have to do this. And it's like, I think Giannis, if he wants to win a second championship, he wants to do it in Milwaukee. He has, and it could be that pride is getting in the way here and that he wants to bring it back home. Like, he has a quote that's like, I'm failing myself if I don't have that, if I don't bring home a second championship. So he wants to win it, but I think of all teams and where he wants to do it in Milwaukee. It's just a matter of what the hell is Milwaukee going to be able to do in the offseason after you just traded away picks for Dame, and he's not going to play next year. Who knows if he's ever going to be the same type of player again. You got rid of Chris Middleton last year. I mean, you saw their team in the playoffs. When
it's bare bones right now.
It is Giannis and just a bunch of dudes. And so they need to get creative in how they're going to get some more playmakers on that team.
Yeah, they need Kevin Costner in there to draft day it up or something because there needs to be some changes in Milwaukee because otherwise, Giannis is cool about it now, but there's going to be a moment where he's not so, you know, chill and humble and just like this, you know, nice Greek freak. Like, okay, guys, I'll just see him play. Nah, in a minute, he's going to be really frustrated with where he is. And we've seen it with our own superstar here because it eventually comes.
The confusing thing to me about Milwaukee, and I know we got to go, is that they literally already won a championship. Why change a damn thing from that? And they've literally put themselves in this situation of, well, now we've got to find the answer again. You had it.
Well, I mean, to their defense, Chris Middleton got old quick and got injury-riddled quick. Like, it kind of came out of nowhere for them.
They swapped Drew Holiday for Dame Lillard, too. Drew worked. Hey, he was the best point guard defensively in the league.
I hear you on that. I mean, it kind of seems like wherever Drew goes, like, it automatically makes a title team.
Well, for being real.
And the Blazers had him, by the way.
For being real, the Dame trade changed everything. Because, again, you lose Drew Holiday, you know, in that trade. That was your defensive presence as far as from the guard position there. Then Dame gets there. You lose your coach at a point. You hire Doc Rivers. Like, a lot of bad decisions were made even after the day. It looked like a great trade at the time getting Dame, but it hasn't worked out super well for them the past two or three years.
Well, Giannis has 2 years, 3 years left on his contract. The last year is a player option. So, I mean, I could very well see him riding this out for one more year, seeing what Milwaukee do to build a team. And sort of like what Dame did. It's like, you know, we'll see. And then he gives it one more shot, and it's like, this is not okay. I can't. We don't have any way to improve this roster more than we just did this offseason. Milwaukee's going to try, but I just think it's going to be one of those, like, we literally cannot do anything. And so odds are looking like Giannis is going to be on Milwaukee next year, but wouldn't be surprised if he rides out the last 2 years of his contract with another one. And his player option's like 62 mil, so he's going to pick that up with whoever he's with.
So. Yeah, so I think Giannis is the type of dude, he's going to stay. Things have to go really, really bad for him to get out of there. But as long as Milwaukee makes some type of effort to keep him happy, I think he'll be fine.
Hour number two, we got baseball to get to, we got hockey to get to, we got golf to get to. It's the dog days of summer, so it's time to get to the ancillary sports. We do that next year. Hour number two, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.